This is how we all came into the world.
Test. Test, test.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recap strictly in the WWE, and happy Heyman Week. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host, and I'm here with Joseph.
Hello.
So, I guess if you read the news, Paul Heyman is now working, backstage.
Yeah, he's like director of Raw or some shit. Executive director of Raw.
But I thought it was both Raw and SmackDown.
No, Bischoff is SmackDown.
Bischoff. Okay, so happy Apparently Heyman and he, Bischoff's week.
Bischoff didn't make it to the arena on Tuesday, though.
Oh, well, happy WCW week, right?
Yeah. Happy 90s wrestling week.
This was, I don't know, I thought there was a lot of good stuff on both Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, they definitely, like, I'm sure that it wasn't, it's just coincidentally that, like, they were already going to get better, but it's like a night and day difference from last week to this week.
Yeah.
Other than still the corniness of the champs, but whatever.
Well,
the rest of the stories are getting
we
better.
We got a lot of women's matches this week.
Yes.
The first up was on Raw. It was Lacey Evans versus Natalya, who we haven't really seen a whole lot of.
Nope.
And, man, Natty's good.
Even Charlotte couldn't get a good match out of Lacey.
Baron Corbin escorted Lacey to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only mentioning this because he got involved during this match. So Natty had Lacey. She was pretty much dominating throughout that match, and they've fought before, and remember it was that moonsault that Lacey was doing where she landed straight in Natty's ribs.
Yeah, for that clip of her yelling.
Yeah.
That's right.
And this time around, yeah, like, I don't know, Natty was putting on a clinic, I feel like, and right towards the end when she was, I can't remember if she was like going to the ropes to bounce off them to hit Lacey or something, but either way, Baron tripped Natty. Like, she straight up fell on the floor or onto the mat, and that distracted her enough for Lacey to give her the woman's right. So Lacey won that one.
Yep.
I don't think there was any stipulations to that match. It was just a matchup between the two.
Yeah, it was good.
We're leading up to Lacey and Baron Corbin versus Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins at Extreme Rules.
The winner takes the belts.
So
that's this weekend. No, next weekend.
That's next weekend. Okay. So after it's come out, like, there's all this stuff about Becky and Seth dating. Like, even WWE is pushing for their stupid, like, ship name. And Maria Kanellis, who we haven't seen, but she's apparently been on SmackDown on 205 Live, the Cruiserweight show. She comes out with her husband, or rather, her husband comes out with her during his matches. His name is Mike Kanellis. He took her name. And I remember seeing a couple. What happened was Maria Kanellis came out like last year. Like, she debuted on Raw. Like, I guess she was drafted to Raw or something, but then like a couple of weeks later she announced that she was having a baby. So she's been out forever, and
both
then they were both out, and then Mike Kanellis was wrestling on 205 Live, and so she comes out with him normally, and I know that she sort of like emasculates him. That's like their gimmick, I guess.
That's what we get for not watching 205.
Yeah, I know, I've seen like that, and that's why, like, they mentioned, oh yeah, he took her last name because of how much he loves her, and da 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 da. So like, Maria Kanellis is
and
on
she
Raw.
Called her his bitch.
Well, that was, I don't
she
think I've ever
him
seen that before.
Her bitch.
Yeah. She came out on Raw complaining about how Seth and Becky think that they're the first couple of WWE,
yeah,
or something.
It's
like
that. You guys are dumb. Miz and Maryse.
No. Well,
they have their own show, duh.
No, I mean like just on the live shows, because that's how Maria.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's how Maria would describe them. She's like, we are like the, like, I think she called themselves like the first couple of WWE, and then she got pregnant and then was gone for a while.
Yeah, you lost the title when another couple got a show.
And they came on to challenge Becky and Seth because they're like, oh, well, if you're going to be fighting like these mixed matches, like we're going to get in on it. So they have their match, and it was pretty funny because she kind of, who was it? She came out, it was Maria. She just on the mic the whole time and talking about how her husband could beat Seth any day. And so they get into the ring and Seth just starts beating the crap out of him. And did he make Mike Kanellis tap or tag in Maria?
No.
How did that
happen?
He
had him like on the ground and then he stopped like to pretend he was going to tag in Becky, and everybody started cheering because everybody loves Becky. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, no, because if they tag in the woman, then the other woman has to get in, remember?
Right. Well,
so Seth did that. He was pretending like, or basically he drew out the tag with her, and then he finally tagged her in, and everybody lost their mind. And then she ran in, and then Maria jumped off the apron and she got all mad at him because she said, you said you could protect me from Becky. And then,
so Becky got off to go around the ring to get at her. And that's when Maria shouted at Becky, like, no, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant. And Becky was like, wait, what? And the match just sort of
died off.
Well, no, what ended up happening is Becky got back in the ring, put the disarmer on
Mike,
and he tapped out right away.
I forgot about that.
And Maria was so pissed. And it was so funny because Mike was like, we're having another baby. Yeah. Like, that's how he found out that she was pregnant. And then he asked.
She got all mad.
Well, he asked her. He was like, how are you pregnant? And she was like, I don't know, because I don't know how like someone like you would be able to get me pregnant, because
that's their gimmick.
That's their gimmick. He's not a man. And she said she should have had Becky impregnate her next time.
Yeah, that was weird. That's why they shouldn't be doing this whole Becky and Seth thing. Like, it's weird. That's the part of Raw that's still like,
I don't like their whole, well, I don't like their whole them pushing it, but Maria and Mike were just like so funny in that segment.
Yeah,
like,
it was good. It was fine. I didn't hate it, but it was like, all right, this is
well,
weird.
We haven't seen anything like that in a while, so I thought that was funny.
We don't watch 205 Live. That was it for Raw?
There's a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So we get another episode of Moment of Bliss. Alexa was about to interview Nikki, I think. And then Carmella came out to interrupt. She just came out to stir the pot, to be like, hey, Nikki, like, why aren't you fighting for the championship after you won last week? So just like recap real quick.
Did she say like a lot of people are asking why?
Probably. She's like, something everybody like online. I don't know. Nikki Cross was able to beat Bayley in their match last week, and it got Alexa a match at Extreme Rules because she won for some reason.
Instead of Nikki.
So everybody's just questioning it. And Carmella? Somebody challenged the other. I think Carmella challenged Alexa. And she was just like calling her out for not being able to do her own work. And as soon as they get into the ring, because Alexa's going down the ramp, like, yeah, fine, I'll fight you. And then as soon as she stepped in, Carmella was able to roll her up right away.
And beat her.
She, like, literally won the match in less than 10 seconds. But right after that, Nikki got in, and they had their match together. So I don't remember it too much. I just know that Nikki Cross won, right?
Yeah, it was fine. It was an okay match. It was, given the competition, it was better than the match last week with Bayley. Like, it was more entertaining than that match.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Because remember, that match was just like barely even a match. They were just running around the whole time. But this one was, I enjoyed this one more for sure.
So Carmella lost. Nikki won?
Yes.
Okay. But that was it for Raw. That was just like to show that Nikki is Alexa's little friend. Yeah. So on SmackDown, we got another episode of Moment of Bliss. I always want to say Moment in Bliss. Except Alexa wasn't hosting it. She decided to let Nikki host it because she's so nice, and it should be all about Nikki being in the spotlight. So Nikki was, she even admitted to talking very, very slowly so we could understand her with that accent. I don't even think it's that bad, it's but she had Bailey as her guest for some reason. And this is the other weird thing, too. Well, like, Bailey comes out and she's like, hey, Nikki, thanks for having me, even though, like, there should be a little bit of animosity towards them, but I guess not. Maybe I don't understand Bailey's full character right now.
She doesn't hate Nikki because Nikki's not the problem.
Yeah, I guess so.
Alexa's
so,
the one that's going to beat her up with a kendo stick in 2 weeks.
Whoa. Okay, real quick, because Bailey's actually been posting about that on Twitter where, oh, what was it? She was saying that there was, there's a clip of Bailey where she's getting ready for her match at,
Stomping Grounds,
yeah. And she's like going out there and saying how, like, oh yeah, she's been through a lot. And then she's talking about how this match against Alexa is different. She's like, yeah, we've had this match before, or like, you know, everybody's seen this match before, which kind of like reaffirmed like what we were talking about the last time before Stomping Grounds. And she's like, but you know, this type of, like, this time it's different, and you know, we're kind of like restarting over again, kind of moving on from the kendo stick incident, like, don't want to get into that again. So like, she acknowledges it for sure.
That's funny. This is on a WWE clip or what?
Yes.
On WWE.com?
Yeah. So if you follow Bailey on Twitter, she has it retweeted. So yeah, so Bailey comes out. Nikki is, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Nikki asks her, like, why are you calling Alexa a liar? And Bailey's like, because she's a liar.
Yeah.
She lies.
She told her that she should be fighting her.
Yeah, because she's like, let me ask you a question. Like, why aren't you fighting me for this title after you beat me last week? And Nikki got all upset. And she's like, I don't know, but I'll fight you right now. Yeah. So Bailey and Nikki had their match. And this one
made up for last time.
Yes. We were saying, I told you,
somebody's listening. They're like, oh, you think we can't put on a good match between these two? They're great. Here.
Well, I'm telling you, Becky Lynch is like, hey, you guys. These two dopes are talking shit about
these
you.
These two planks are talking shit about you, dipshits.
So this is where we actually get to see, like, Rat King in action.
Yeah.
This is, like, the aggressive side of Nikki that we've been missing out on. And I don't know. It's all, like, been leading up to this, I feel like. She's been...
For her character?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all led out. And she wasn't able to win, though.
Yeah, even but that's still a good
she,
match.
Yeah, she like had Bailey in a lot of spots where she almost had her.
Yeah.
But Bailey's still a veteran.
She's a champ for a reason.
Yeah. And
where's Charlotte, by the way?
She's off with Almas.
Supposedly it was a dark, there was a dark match on Tuesday that was Charlotte versus Bailey for the championship.
Yeah, I think I read about that.
But we didn't get to watch it.
I'm sure that, like, there's little clips online.
On Instagram or
yeah,
something.
But I mean, I saw that she was in the arena and she was like dressed up and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But if you look at her Instagram, she's just like loving it up with Cien Almas.
Damn it. I love that guy, but she needs to wrestle.
So that was, well, that wasn't all of SmackDown. That was just, you know, Bayley and Nikki Cross. They had their match. And then there was Mandy Rose versus Ember. So, I guess Mandy and Sonya are being like mean girls to Ember, so she's gonna stand up to them in this match.
The moon. I don't think I saw this match, but I know you shouldn't mess with the moon.
It wasn't a very long match, but oh man, Mandy Rose right away got her high knee up. Like, she has like the best like running knee. It looks so painful when she does it. So she like got Ember right in the face, like, to start off with. And yeah, it wasn't a very long match, but it was really like good back and forth. But Ember was able to get her in the eclipse at the very end. So Ember does this really cool move where it's
basically a top, like a front, is it a front flip she does? A front flip Stone Cold Stunner?
Yeah, it's like a Stone Cold Stunner, except it's off the top rope.
She does a flip over them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and it's Mandy. It looks cool. Mandy like sold that one really well. She like bounced up like 10 feet.
She did the rock selling of it.
Yeah,
that video is awesome, by the way.
So Ember won that match finally. Finally, Ember like got one over on them. And yeah, so that was SmackDown. That's why we got like a lot of women's matches this week.
Yeah. I mean, they should be. Like, yeah, they're the best part of a lot of the product right now.
So NXT?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. Mia Yim versus
the Uppers.
The Uppers. Well, the Uppers, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah of the Uppers.
And they were talking a bunch of crap about Mia Yim being a lower.
So that match was actually better than I thought it would be. And I think I like that one better than the Nikki Carmella one.
Oh, well, yeah. The thing with Mia Yim that I
realized,
I figured out why I'm just like not as into her matches is because it moves really slow. Like she sets up these really, I don't know if they're cool moves. But like she does like some cool stuff, but she has to like set up for them. She's like, hang on,
stand here for a second.
I'm going to get you in position so I can break your neck.
Now let me hold you and I'm going to flip this way.
Don't move.
And fall. There
Five,
we go.
5, 6, 7, 8 So that's like, that's my problem with her.
I mean, her matches are okay if you can like suspend disbelief, I guess, for a little while.
I guess.
Even more so than as you're watching professional wrestling.
It just moves so slow
but,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Well, anyway, Mia Yim won. She went with Protect Your Neck.
Yeah.
Is it Protect Your Neck?
I don't know, because
I don't know how they say it in the
It's
the
Protect Your Neck, but I think the English dude was saying Protect Her Neck. I don't know. I think they're trying to disarm her or everybody's finishing maneuvers.
To add in a her.
Yeah, or a she.
Add in the pronoun. That was, yeah, so that was it. And then we saw Bianca Belair.
Yeah, finally.
It's been a while since we've seen her wrestle. And was she wrestling a jobber? I don't even know the girl's name.
No, I don't think she was a jobber necessarily, but she did just dominate her, which is what her matches should be. It was
so
awesome.
Normally when Bianca wrestles like the other girls on the roster, she will sometimes put them in an overhead press.
Anybody
and she'll
who's
squat.
Not Shayna, she'll like just destroy.
Yeah, she'll like do her little squats. This time she added in like
an overhead press squat.
Well, no, she added in like a shimmy or something. She's just like, yeah, like this is nothing. She was like dancing around with this girl over her head for like a good 10 seconds.
She's awesome.
And she power slammed her like 3 times in a row. So what she does is like she'll power slam them and instead of like landing on her butt, she just slams them into the mat, picks them up again, slams them again, picks them up, and then finally, like, before she lets them go, she shows no mercy,
See, we're big enough nerds that we saw, like, their stupid WWE Combine thing that they do.
Oh, okay.
Where it's, like, them working out. And Bianca was destroyed everybody in almost everything. Like, she was first in almost everything, second in one, like, this, like, feats of strength. They're doing, like, different agility activities and stuff, like how far they can jump and like how high they can jump and stuff like that.
How fast they can row.
How far they can throw this medicine ball over their head backwards and that's stupid stuff that they're doing at the NXT Performance Center. But like Bianca destroyed everybody in almost every competition, and the only one that she didn't win, it was like her and number one. Like far ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, and Reyna was the one that was giving her a run for her money.
Yeah. Reyna's awesome. They don't use her enough.
And also that combine was 6 hours long.
We did it, so we just kind of check in on it.
Check on it throughout the day and make sure we didn't miss Bianca. But she ended up winning, I guess, if you could say that.
Because she just got like the most number. She got the most first places.
So that was NXT basically.
Yeah. Well,
did we see
Bianca's awesome?
Did we see any promos? Like any female ones?
I don't think so. There was a dude promo. Killian Dane is coming, but no.
No. I mean, we got to see our favorite reporter, Kathy Kelly.
Yeah.
And again, she got pushed out by those like gross tag teams while she was interviewing William Regal. But other than that, that was pretty much it. That was still good. Like two really good matches. NXT UK.
Yeah. Finally.
Finally, we get the match between Rhea Ripley and Piper Niven.
They screwed up first, just real quick, because they put Rhea's whole introduction, and she came out and said, like, let's not wait for later tonight, let's do it right now, which means that this match happened chronologically in real time before the Battle Royal, I think. They should have just had her come out and say, and just get the cut off that first part of it and just have her saying, let's do this right now. Because later on in the commentary, you hear them saying, oh, the Battle Royal that happened, which hadn't even happened to that point yet. So it's just like weird the way that they filmed and talked about that.
NXT UK will, especially for locations like this, they were at some festival.
Yeah, it was a download festival.
And they record like three weeks worth of shows.
Yeah.
So we saw like the Battle Royal that we talked about.
It was 2-3 weeks ago.
The other matches with NXT UK Spectre happened at the same festival. And then this one tonight was Piper versus Rhea.
Yeah.
And.
But like chronologically that night they happened different than the way that they're showing, that they're trying to tell the storyline, which kind of isn't cool because if you know that they had this match first and then later on knowing, like, if you go back and watch that Battle Royal now, I bet you if you see them, like, fight again, it'll look cool because they had already fought each other before. And remember, Piper was just messing with that girl and she finally just tossed her over and then her and Rhea started fighting. Like, you know that they had already fought before. So, like, if they had just showed it the way that the match is actually played out, I think it would have been cooler than the way that they tried to, like, tell the story.
Yeah. Well,
but whatever.
Whatever. We get to see the match between them.
Yeah.
And did not disappoint.
Great. Oh, it was great.
They were killing each other throughout that match.
They were real, like, brutal with each other and just, like, throwing their bodies around. It was awesome.
The cool thing about both of them together is, like, they're both sized up to one another.
Yeah.
Like, Rhea is this huge beast of a woman. And then Piper,
she's not quite as intimidating as Charlotte, like broad-wise, but she's almost there.
Have you seen, did you see the picture that she posted recently? Rhea
or Charlotte?
Rhea.
No.
She was obviously flexing, but like showing off her shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And she was basically telling everybody like, yeah, like people tell me that I look like a man and you see how big she is though.
Yeah.
And I think that she, like, I need to see her next to Charlotte, but I think she's way buffer than she is.
Damn. Then Charlotte?
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah. I don't know. We'd have to put them next to each other.
I don't know. Man, imagine her, Charlotte, and Bianca in a match together.
Yeah. That's like awesome. A battle of the shoulders there.
That'd be incredible. Anyway, what we got was just as good as that would be. Piper and Rhea were really good with each other.
Who won? Piper did, right?
Piper did.
Piper won. She got her.
Yeah, that finish was pretty cool because it started like speeding up and then Rhea tried to do her slam and she picked her up, but Piper blocked it. And then Piper did something else. Or she headbutted her and then she did that.
Oh, yeah, that
slam
sounded
to
bad
her.
Too. Like, whenever Piper does that headbutt, it's.
I'm sure it's fine, but it's, it's like the way she does it is really good. Yeah, that was such a good match. If you're going to watch any match this week, watch that one. I mean, even from all of Raw and all of SmackDown.
Yeah, that was probably the match of the week.
My favorite
for
of
sure.
Everybody's matches. But I didn't watch my favorite wrestler's match on NXT, so I can't say for sure yet.
You're talking about the men?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I would say this is probably, this especially because of the story behind it.
Oh, never mind. Actually, there was a match I liked better.
Who?
It was a men's match, so it doesn't matter.
This is a good time for, you guessed it, but why just women's wrestling?
Pete, what about you? What about Sting joining the NWO? Popular move? Oh, yeah. Too sweet!
In the interest of equality, and rather than jumping off a non-women's segment, we have decided to dedicate a full thought to the male roster.
So this week, AJ Styles and Ricochet once again came out. And oh my god, it was amazing. And finally, we got them to...
And that was this week, but why just
no,
women's
not again.
Wrestling? So yeah, I'd say that was probably the match of the week, Piper and Rhea.
Yeah, the women for sure.
Well, I was thinking, oh, is it going to get even better because Jazzy Gabbert came out again?
Yeah, that's right.
But it, I was not expecting that. It wasn't better than Rhea and Piper, but no. It was Jazzy versus someone named Dana Luna and Mercedes Blaze. But they could be on the main roster. We might have seen them in the Battle Royal, but I can't remember because they didn't do entrances for them.
Nope. So, and Jazzy ate them.
So Jazzy is on her another spree, and we are maybe getting an army of darkness army in the NXT of specters UK.
In the NXT UK. And see, when she has her army of specters, then she can challenge Ginny and be like, no, I'm not going to do your bidding anymore.
I have my ghosts army behind. Of specters. Jazzy is also very smart.
She knows what she's doing. She's awesome.
This is basically just, well, Jazzy requested for this match to be a handicap one is what they said. And she just wanted to make like fools of them. And she did. She did. One of the, oh yeah. So,
well, Ginny got involved too, didn't she?
I don't think she did.
I thought she like pulled one off the ropes or something.
I don't think she even had to. I don't think she even had to. At one point, yeah. So Dana Luna, I hope that's her name, was the one to start off the match. She tagged in, or she there was a point where she got to the corner to tag in Mercedes, and they both kind of looked at each other like, hey, you have to do this. And she was like, I know I have to do this, but I don't want to do this. She's like, you got to do this. I'm dying. And she was like, okay. And then Mercedes proceeded to die as well. So.
Didn't save either of them.
No. We're going to talk about like no mercy matches. Jazzy brought up the second one this week.
Jazzy and a four-way with Bianca, Charlotte, and Rhea.
We have to see that now.
Piper. There should be a Money in the Bank with the four of them and the five of them and Shayna.
Oh.
That's my dream match.
That is, yeah, total fantasy booking right there. I thought this would be a lot longer, but we're already at the end.
Yeah.
There's an AEW update that we have.
I didn't watch that.
All right, I'll tell you all about it. They had a Fyter Fest pay-per-view special. What would you call it?
Yeah, I guess it was a pay-per-view.
Well, there was a three-way match between Nyla Rose, Riho, and Yuka Sakazaki. They were at the last, was it Double or Nothing?
Uh-huh.
They were in that.
All of them.
All of them were in it, but no, Nyla Rose is a different match. Yeah. Okay, so Riho and Yuka were part of the three-person tag. They were on the same side, right?
Yeah.
And this time, I mean, it might as well have been like a handicap match because both of them had to team up together to fight against Nyla Rose. So Nyla Rose is like the big woman, like the big dominating like force. And Yuka and Rio both weigh like maybe 150 pounds combined.
It was like the NXT match with
Jazzy.
No.
Except Rio.
With Shayna, where what's their faces? Io and Kairi.
Oh, were yeah.
Having to
team
up to fight the other two girls.
Except Nyla Rose is probably double the size of Shayna and
double the strength of Bianca. And not even like 1 1/4 the strength of Bianca.
Rio is cooler than Io and Yuka is double the annoyance of Kairi.
Why don't you like Kairi? She's so great.
I was saying Yuka's worse than Kairi.
Anyway.
I don't get Kairi's pirate gimmick and I don't get Yuka's Final Fantasy gimmick. And I don't know what Final Fantasy is really to be comparing it to, but that's what everybody else is telling me, is that Yuka looks like a Final Fantasy character. I was very concerned with the earrings that she was wearing throughout that match. She had hoops on throughout the whole thing.
Oh, they're going to get pulled out.
They stayed intact the whole time.
It's like Jeff Hardy stuff.
So both Yuka and Rio both had to, yeah, they both teamed up against Nyla from the start, but Nyla was able to, she was able to crush them. And there was this one point, I don't know, okay.
So who won?
Rio.
Huh.
Yeah. You wouldn't have thought so because the way Nyla put both of them in this submission hold called a camel clutch.
Uh-huh.
Is that a thing or is that just her name? Okay. No, she had them both on top of each other and she had them both stretched out. I think Rio was the one that was able to crawl over to get them out of that hold. And then at one point they were able to get Nyla out. So she was out for a bit and Rio and Yuga both had to go up against each other. They did this spot where they tried to drop kick one another, but they kept missing. And then they, like they, one of them would duck the others. And then at one point they both did it at the same time, but they still sort of missed or they like hit off of each other's feet. So it did nothing. it was pretty cool. And then Nyla got back in the ring at some point, but they were able to get her again. She was hanging over the mid rope, and that's when Rio was able to do her 619 on her. She does it more believably. She does it more believably.
Get out of here.
I'm just saying, she wasn't like, hang on, don't move. Don't move. I'm coming at you, okay?
You're talking about a wrestling legend. Get out of here.
Rio does these coup de gras, like Finn.
Uh-huh.
She does that stomp on them. And she was kind of doing that throughout the whole match, too.
Just off the ground or off the top?
Both.
Right? Both.
Both. She's like, that's like her go-to, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because she's only like 20 pounds, so she just bounces off their chest.
Yuka was, she jumped off the top rope onto Nyla, and from there, Rio was able to smash her in the chest. But then again, I don't know, something happened where Rio was outside of the ring. Nyla throughout that whole match, she was really going at Yuka. Nyla was. It was like, She thought it was funny to just be messing with Yuka, probably because of the way she's dressed. She's just like, you know what?
I'm gonna mess with this cosplayer.
And that, Nyla had Rio hanging on the ropes at one point. I can't remember what she was trying to do or what everybody thought she was gonna do, but basically she just had her in a vertical hold.
Suplex,
but she didn't suplex her. She just smashed her onto the ropes. So Nyla was, or Rio was hanging on the top rope on her stomach, and Nyla climbed the top rope, and she did this knee drop onto her. Like, it looked like it could be a leg drop, you know, like, except she bent her knee, and she basically dropped her onto her, like she dropped on her knee onto her neck. It looked so bad. And I didn't think Nyla was gonna be high flying at all throughout that match. So she like surprised everybody. And cause she's
how long was this match?
She's tall. It was about 13-14 minutes.
Damn, it sounds like they got a lot of stuff
in. Oh yeah. There was so much going on in that one.
I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Was it better than the Rhea and Piper match then?
You know what? I think I would say it was.
Okay.
Yeah. It was because the last AEW matches that we've seen but from these wrestlers that we've seen online, they're always sort of just like clunky. This one wasn't at all.
Was it the superior wrestling then?
I wouldn't go that far.
That's what they're touting?
I wouldn't go that far. All
right.
I mean, we still have Charlotte and Bayley.
We haven't seen Charlotte in a while, though. Maybe she's not a wrestler anymore.
I have to tell you, there was this funny spot where... Okay, first of all, Nyla caught both Riho and Yuka at one point, and she almost double pinned them. I can't remember who got out of that pin, but... At one point, Yuka almost had Nyla. She had her rolled up in a pin, but then Riho broke it up. And then Nyla rolled to pin Yuka. But it was because of Riho. Like, she hit her and put her in position to pin the other person. And she's like, wait, no. She had to break it up again. But yeah, Riho got the sneaky roll up and she won.
On Nyla?
On Nyla. Yeah. Nyla was a total sore loser and started beating up Rio.
They don't have a women's
Rio.
Champion yet, do they?
No, no, no. I
Is
know that they were
supposed to happen sometime
well,
soon.
Well, I don't know. They didn't really talk about it, but I know that Brandi Rhodes is going to be facing Allie. But I think theirs is going to be an intergender match. Huh. And that's at the next one coming up, which
is
in
who Allie's
August?
Partner
is
going to be, if it's going to be
I think
Perfect
it's
10.
Jungle Boy.
I don't know who that is.
That's Luke Perry's son. Huh. Yeah, so Nyla was a sore loser. She beat up Rio. Yugo came in to be like, hey, like, back off or whatever. Or she just like, they. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They both drop kicked her out of the ring. So then Nyla took off licking her wounds. Yuka tried to help up Rio, and Rio was like, nah, get away from me. And she shoved her on the ground. Or she might have slammed her. She did something to her. It was like a really quick camera shot, so I didn't see exactly what she did. But Rio was like, I don't need your sympathy. Get out of here, you weird cosplayer.
Nobody likes the cosplayer.
Well, she's so annoying. No, but she has a move called Magical Girl Splash or something like that.
Oh, was she the one that had like 10 different finisher names or 10 different like names with moves?
Maybe.
Oh man, I remember. I think it was the last one that we saw. I don't remember which match it was. I think it was that match, and it was probably either her or Rio that has like 6 different moves with names. It's like, no, you need 2 of them. And even then, like, only Jericho has like 3.
Maybe. Yeah, you know, because she
but
was
the
doing a
announcers
lot.
Announcers kept saying,
match.
Like, oh, there's this move, and there's this move, and she calls this move that. It's like, no, stop. Like,
I was laughing because she did attempt her magical girl splash or whatever a few times. And just hearing the commentators talk about, oh, magical girl splash coming. Oh, wait, no, Nyla, like, intercepted that. Oh, no, Rio didn't let her get to the top ropes or something like that. It was kind of funny because it's JR.
Oh, that's right. Man, I do need to watch that whole event then. Dang.
So, yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff this week.
It was a sneaky good week.
It was.
No, we were excited for Piper and Rhea, and it did not disappoint.
No, but I mean, just the other matches. Like, yeah. Yeah, we got 2 Moment of Blisses, but they turned into Nikki Cross matches.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
And both of them were pretty good.
Well, we finally got our Rat King back.
Yep.
So, this is, if you watch it, you'll see what we're talking about. She gets very worked up and rabid.
The next week should be good. So these are the week before the pay-per-view is always what's good.
Are these ones that are called go-home shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're going to find out what's going to happen with Nikki. She'll probably get inserted into that match.
You think so?
I think she might win the belt.
I'll get my tissues ready.
And I mean, it'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't.
No, I think Bayley should still keep it, but I mean, it would be a different.
I'm
it would
biased,
be a change of pace.
But yeah.
And then.
Or she'll get. Oh well, yeah. We're not making predictions for the pay per view yet. That's a while away.
Yeah, I mean, it's next week.
Well, yeah, but this week we're gonna get a little bit more development.
Yeah,
I
we'll
think.
Find out what's gonna happen
oh,
for the pay per view
shows. Oh, did you see what's probably
sure.
gonna happen on Raw?
No.
Becky and Seth versus Zelina and Andrade. Do they call him Andrade?
Yeah.
Okay. Just Andrade and Zelina versus the man and the man. Joseph's shaking his head in disapproval.
Shaking my head and rolling my eyes. So corny. I would rather see those 2 singles matches than an intergender match.
Well, what's funny is that this is supposed to like be leading up to Becky's and Lacey's match at Extreme Rules, and we're getting Maria Kanellis and Zelina.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that it's going to get broken up. Maybe even Charlotte will come out.
Hey, maybe.
And she's not going to come out.
She's on Raw now, right?
No, she's on SmackDown.
Is she?
Yeah, she got drafted to SmackDown because she wasn't champion. The only reason Becky
haven't
was
seen
there.
Her.
Yeah, that's what
we
I'm
haven't
saying.
Seen her
she's
since
been gone
that.
This
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Also, where is Sasha?
Oh, yeah, she's been gone.
I
since
haven't forgotten. The Iconics haven't come out this week, but Peyton Royce is getting married. She just had her bachelorette party.
And they had a donut special.
Oh, yeah. So if you watch Sonya and Mandy's DeMandy's Donuts show, the Iconics were the guests and they tasted donuts in San Antonio. There's a lot of squealing in that video. So
Peyton may or may not have ever eaten a donut before that. I don't believe that she did.
Let's just do
I think
quick,
that was her first donut.
We have a little bit of time. Let's just do a breakdown of Peyton eating a donut
she
for the first
so
time.
Weird. She had it like weird in her hand and then she flipped it upside down to eat it. Why?
Okay,
is that
so,
a New Zealand thing or has she just
on,
never eaten a donut?
Okay, when you're eating a donut, you got to hold it like in a C shape, right? Well, Peyton decided to put her finger through the hole to hold up the donut. And then
still right side up, though,
right side up. But then as she's putting it in her mouth, she flipped it upside down.
I mean, or like, has she eaten so many donuts that she's revolutionized it and like nobody knows? She
she's
eats
like,
it upside down
the
because
way
that's
to eat
like
a donut.
The like, you know how you're supposed
way.
To eat a cheeseburger upside down, supposedly.
Right?
Maybe she just figured it out. She knows what she's doing.
I liked how
if that's the case, then I take it back.
So Sonia and Mandy have them rate the donuts and Peyton, after she gives her rating, she doesn't talk for the rest of the video. She's just eating her donut.
That's why I say she's never had one before. She's
she
like,
was like, what is this?
They're like, how would you rate it? She's like, well, I can't say a 10 because then they'll know that I've never eaten a donut.
And then she
let's
made
sure, say 9.
No, but she also had to name drop Tim Horton. She's like, oh, it's no Tim Hortons. That's a thing, right? Yes. Okay.
No, that's just the only place she's seen donuts before.
Yeah, maybe. She doesn't realize that Dunkin' Donuts has
yeah.
donuts.
She does. She's never. It's just never existed to her. She's walked past every Dunkin' Donuts ever. It's like,
or she just knows, like, Dunkin' Donuts, like they're a chain. It can't be as good as this Tim Hortons.
They're a chain.
Yeah, but it's a very loud video, so if you watch it, just be warned.
Lots of squealing.
I'm excited for this next week now. Usually the go-home shows are really boring. And they're just kind of like...
Not always.
The last few ones have been pretty bad.
But that's because the pay-per-views we're leading up to were pretty bad. Except, I mean, Stomping Grounds was good, but nobody was excited for it going into it.
Extreme Rules hasn't really been teased that well because we haven't seen any... extreme matches leading up to it.
Yep.
Who knows? Maybe we'll see it this week.
Okay, and that's kendo sticks. I wonder how many kendo sticks we'll see. How many of them will be broken over?
Alexa should have her next Moment of Bliss show where she makes her chair out of kendo sticks, like the Iron Throne.
No.
And she makes it out of the kendo sticks and interviews everybody,
interviews
including Bailey. That is psychological warfare right there.
Well, you'll know if somebody is listening if that happens, because I don't think anybody else would think of that.
Well, all right then, until next time, watch some women's wrestling.